Okay, so this is we've discussed Limud HaMusar. We quoted the Rambam, Lichoin Tchunis Nafsho Yom Yoim, and from experience we see that as Leon Musar Kvius or Mishtane LeToivo, they improve, they go above the comrades. And we saw how not everybody's got a novel, innovative Koyach of Machshava. And not everyone has the regesh, the la'atut of regesh, but a koyach yoitzer that is everyone's lot is the his boynenus. And then we went on to quote from the Sforno that the power of his boynenus is to transform seichel, which is bepoel. We all people are created in a way that their seichel is bekoyach, sorry, not bepoel. Seichel bekoyach, and through his boinoness, the seichel becomes bepoel, it becomes a part of the person himself. The person becomes sichli. Right? That's the tachlis. We quoted the Targum Yerushalmi, and it says that you should keep this Torah, leman taskilu es kol asher ta'asun, and the Yerushalmi says, so that you should mitbonen in everything that you do. Right? Now we're going to understand a little bit better as we go along. I see it's Shkocha that just chanced upon this piece in it's a little safer about Rabbi Yeruchim, and we can understand why Rabbi Yeruchim made it. He's like Ikar Avoida B'chaim was the koch of Machshava. He would phenomenal koch Machshava. We'll understand why it's so important. More. I mean, we're already appreciating his boldness is something that's concentrate, focus, mitbonen, something that's quite yesodi. Okay, now just one more keta that's brought here, a quote from the Ramchal. We're now at the point where we are being oimed on the most important avoider in the chaye Torah and chaye Odom. Since we're Oisik in Hisboinenus, we should be Marchiv to explain. Hisboinenus Soid Gadol from Hisoidus HaTorah. It's a Soid Gadol from the Soidus of Torah, Hisboinenus. And this is the Derech HaYitzchayim de Ramchal. Quote the following. V'zeh Tireh, this you shall see. Kishneim betchuna achas nivro. Two things were created in the same tchuna, in the same makeup. They're from the same. They min b'minui, and that is seichel ha'odom v'ha'toyra ha'maskeles oisoi. Seichel ha'odom and the Torah, which is and the Torah, v'toyra oir. So he quotes the pasuk. We have a pasuk that says Torah oir. So he explains what's for Torah oir. He says or mamash v'lo chochma levad. We're now going to define the difference between Torah and chochma, and general chochma. What is the maila that Torah has over Chochmah? This is really something phenomenal. If you ever want to give a talk to explain to people what Torah is about, so this is a beautiful way to explain. So the Ramchal says Torah or mamash. Torah is or mamish or, right? Not Chochmah alone. We're going to explain what's the difference between Chochmah and Torah. But the first thing we have is Torah is or. But af gam zois nimshelo, we have another marshal that Torah gives us about Torah. Eish. Torah is nimshel to Eish. Ki kol milosev ois yosir kamoi gachel esem. So it says the Ramchal, all the words and the letters of Torah are like gacheles. A gacheles is a kol. A kol, right? So asher bahaniach oisam kasher haim. If you leave the Gemara closed and it sits here, so leaving it as is, lo yiru kim gacholim gam kimat amumim. All you will see is a coal, kimat amum. Amum is the lashon of the Gemara in Baba Kama about the ma'ami ami va'azla. It a coal will slowly but surely. You ever made a barbecue, a braai, as we call it in the home country? You watch the coal slowly; they diminish. after the flame has died down, there can be very hot coals, and then they eventually die out. So that's if you leave the oisius as they are. Umishish tadul lasuk bim, but someone who's
oisius
letters, right? Someone who tries to be oisek bim, as titlahev, then they mitlahev. The coal mitlahevs. It's like glowing on the coals. Ukeneged seichel odam asuim ken, and that is parallel to the seichel of the odam, because you find the most amazing parallel. Ki gam yesh lo koyach hasogarabo. Because the seichel also has a tremendous koyach hasoga, only conditional to it being ach kasher yitlahet b'koyach hisboinenus. When with the koyach of hisboinenus, the seichel is mitlahet. In other words, the seichel. This is a potential. When one stands blank, so there's no, you know, the seichel's not churning. It's not. The engine room's not working. Nothing's happening. It's there. It's potential. But with his boinanus, so then the seichel has a koyach hasoga rabba, tremendous achievement potential, which is mitlahet with the koyach of this boinanus. When one does hit bonanut, when one's mitbonen, then that's what that's what sort of flames the seichel. That's what churns the seichel. Hinei al kein chov hu mutal al odam lasum atzmoi lizboinin. So therefore the maskona is chov mutal on a person to lasum atzmoi to be mitbonen. Now v'lamar nivra haseichel b'koyach. So says Ramchal. V'im hoyasah yadir rechova. In other words, why did the Kosh Baruch Hu make it that seichel, people's seichel is b'koyach? Why aren't we all mitlahet, right? Why isn't the seichel bepoel? I don't know how that would look to be. I mean, yeah. Let's see. So,
sorry, I missed it. Are you saying that the Torah and the Chochma are the same or different?
Torah and Chochma are different. Now we're saying the seichel, not Chochma. The person's mind, person's seichel. I don't want to use mind. The person's seichel and Torah have got a similar quality. Torah is letters and words which, if you blow on them, if you leave them as is, they remain a gacheles. They don't become a shalheves. Right? The seichel also, if you leave the seichel, if you sit down blank, sometimes I sit and thinks, and sometimes I just sit. Right? That was my in the classroom in South Africa in standard 6, in the back of the room we had a picture of a gorilla, and it's said on the thing, sometimes I sit and think and sometimes I just sit. That's exactly mamish lahafli the point, right? So the seichel also, if you just sit, so then it's potential. If you sit and think, then it's got this koyach hasoga rabba, tremendous power. So now, why is the seichel created by koyach? V'im hayasoh hayadir rechovo v'oimedes alev b'nei ha'odam. If the yadir, the knowledge that we have, the appreciation, the things that we makir and we appreciate, if it was rechovo v'oimedes alev b'nei ha'odam, it was broad and right there on the heart, loy hayu choytim loylam, we wouldn't ever be chote, wouldn't be shaykh. Ach loy hoya afilu hayetze korav elem v'sholiyat alem. The yetze wouldn't even be close to people to be sholiyat on them. V'liyot she'akadosh baruch hu rotza she'odem yeh bal yetze, since Hashem wanted a person to be a bal yetze, she'yucha liyos menutzach o notzach b'shikul echod, so that he could be either defeated or he could be victorious. L'chein yesh behem ha'yedir. Therefore, we do have the yedir. Ach skura g'gacheles, but it's sagur like a gacheles. V'shetucha litpashet k'shalheves, being able to spread like a flame. V'habechira b'yad on, but the bechira is in the person's hand, is in his yad. You've got the bechira to make it mitpashet, the yedir mitpashet, or to remain sagur like a gacheles. Says Rav Olbe, explains this, right? Harei ha-hechruch li-zboinunus hu me-ikre ha-yitzira. So we get from this Ramchal, the hechruch for hitbonunut is from the very essence of the bria, of the creation, of the world. Ki zuhi ha-derech ha-mevi'a lidei haf'olas ha-seichel. That is the derech to bring to mafil, to engage, to activate the seichel. V'chol asher yitchazek v'yitpashet ha-seichel ba'odem, and the more that the seichel is activated, mitbatel yoter ha-yetzer. The more that happens, so the more the yetzer is mitbatel. V'hinei, l'toira tchunas ha-seichel atzmoy. The Torah has in itself this very tchuna of the seichel that we've just said. He says, v'ha-yizboinenu zbo, and being mitbonen in the Torah, is megale or mamish, as the Ramchal said, being mitbonen in Torah is megale or mamish. Now, so what's the difference between or and between chokhmah? Havchana ben or ben chokhmah hi. This is to define exactly what do we mean by or. The Torah's got the mila of chokhmah as being or, right? And chokhmah. The answer is ki or hi yediyah hamavateles es hayetzer. Or, when we mean Torah or, Torah is Eish, Torah is or, that Nekudav or, what's Pshat or? Or is the a Yediyah which is Mevatel Yetzer. Chochmah is Yediyah She'ein B'Koich Levatel Yetzer. Chochmah is Yediyah which, knowing that 1 and 1 is 2, has no Koich to Mevatel Yetzer. So, he says, "Mizen navin divrei Masilas Yesharim b'Akdama shekfi rov pirsumim shel advarim." The Masilas Yesharim is makdim. To the extent that just as much as these things are famous, everyone knows about them. Ukeneged ma she'amitosim gluya lakol, the emes of all of this, of what Masilas Yesharim is discussing, the person's chiyuv ba'olamai, we all know, everyone knows it's emes gluya lakol. Anyone would argue, no one with any emuna would argue about the person's chiyuv for ma she'am lakecha shoel me'emach, right? But to the extent that it's so mefursam, kach ha'helem mehem motzui me'oid v'ashicha rabba. Just as much as it's mefursam, the he'elem from them and the shikha is so extensive. One's shikha from all of everything one knows, right? Which means we all know things, but yet we kilu don't know them, right? I'll just finish here. Then hina yediyas mufursamas kaile, such yediyot that are mufursam kfi midas pirsumam chosra ha'izboinenus bahen v'lachen einon od begeder or ela begeder chochma. We know people ask sometimes, how can you learn Torah and find that people just learn it? You have people that learn and know so much, and like what's called chamor nosei keli, right? And chamor nosei sforim. They can do all kinds of ridiculous things.
Donkey
carrying a swarm shelf, right? So he says that's because without his boinanus, they're not anymore begeder or, they're now begeder chochma. So and chochma vahashpa'a eina noidas len od vashikha rab, and then there's no more hashpa. So he says zuhi avoidas amusa. This is now what we appreciate now what a musa is about. Avoidus a musa is lechadesh ha'itbonenut, to lechadesh, to renew the hisbonenus, v'la'afoch al yedei zeh, and to la'afoch through this yediot, facts, knowledge of facts, into orot, into light. That's what we're doing when we're sitting and learning musa. Anu yodim me'ashkacho protis. We know about ashkacho protis. Ach ein or b'yadiyazu. There's no or in that knowledge. I know that everything is min hashamayim. Okay, that's knowledge. There's no or in that. Ani yodim ma choyvoseinu bo'ilomein. We know our what we were created for, our chiyuv. Ach ein or b'yadiyazu. Ha'itbonenut hofechet yadiyos eilu le'oyros. Hamarchikim yeitzir mevatlim ro. The itbonenut is hofech these yadiyos to oyros, which marchik yeitzir mevatlim ro. That's what we're doing when we're sitting and learning Musar. The goal of a Seder of Musar, or of a process of Musar, is to have a slot of time where we are mitbonenim. We're focusing, we're thinking. To just say, there is Hashkacha Pratis, there is Hashkacha Pratis, that won't do anything, because you're not mitbonenim. You're not you're not struggling to uncover, to get the coal to flame. Right? When you're trying to mochiach to oneself, shakle v'tarya, right? And looking for eshkocha, and looking for emuna, bechush, that's what's called bechush, emuna bechush, so that it should be alive, the person should be sort of inspired by it, right? Sometimes things that we know can suddenly hit us from, like, things that we knew, that were so we knew them, and suddenly we chap the extent of, someone came over today and said, like today, he was on his balcony, and he mamish, he was thinking about it, soine matonas yiche, he said, and he suddenly chap, how endless it is, right? And the pshat in that, like, that's his boldness. That has an effect. And that's this concept. Okay, so we have this tremendous yesod here. Learning Musa, the yesod of all of this is the yesod of the process of Limud HaMusa is Yisboinus, and we see that that's Mamish HaTachlis, and we see how important it is, the Ramchal telling us about Or Eish, Torah is Or and Eish, and Seichel has the same Tchuna as Torah, if it sits there in front of you, and if you look at it sort of blankly sitting and just sits, right? You know, sometimes you can learn it with a just sits learning. Right? It kimat doesn't have; it has a minimal effect. I mean, that's why what you find, by the way, is you find that the strongest, one of the strongest kiruv koiches, you want to makarav someone, is what should take him and learn a black gemara, learn something that doesn't put up his guard against, doesn't affect him, don't care. Just take something and learn, and with time, after a few months like that, the person be on his way to Shem Shabbos. What happened? The Torah is Or, and if you learn Torah with being mafil the machshava, so it has that hashpo. And in Musa particularly, what we're doing is that tachlis of the Musa is to take things that we know that are mufusam to everyone, but the shikha is rabo. And it's explained, by the way, that you see here how there can be bechira only because this is all latent and potential. If it was, if like when we have those moments when we really are inspired, and we can all recall a moment when you heard, I remember hearing Reb Don Segel over here once, right? That for myself that sticks out, right? Yeah. He said some phenomenal stuff. You hear, okay, I heard a revolver thing. I appreciate that if that matzav that I was in would remain, in other words, when the Rebbe walks out of the base medrash, if I would maintain the same yedir rechava that I have at that time, then what revolver says here, the Yates is not shodit, right? And there's poshut no havamina, right? It's and that's our goal, to try to develop and create more of a that his bonanus becomes something more natural and constant. And okay, so I want to read something to you about this.
How does one practically do his
Well, you get that from learning Gemara. I mean, that's one thing you get from learning Gemara, learning how to learn Gemara b'yun. That's one thing that we develop, because you can't learn a Gemara properly, but even without mitbonening. Right. So that's a beautiful exercise for developing the koyach of his boyness. Yeah. Okay.
First of all, how does, I mean, like the example that you gave? I mean, I find like my way is actually through meeting the people at Talmud Chachamim,
right,
that were what they said.
Right.
It wasn't through the Torah. I mean, I couldn't even learn.
A person appreciates something that one wasn't aware of before. So that's. So he's using one seichel. I mean, a person is thinking, you're listening, someone's explaining something, or you see someone and you notice the difference between that person and your average person. Right. So you walk into Reb Chaim and you see a little chair, table, a little chair, you know. Or you watch Reb Yoshev, you can see that he's just a different species of being, right? That you meet ponen and you help that. Right? But if you don't meet ponen when you meet the person, then many people can walk past Rav Eliashiv in the street and not. There's another lahavdil, another old man. You know. okay. Anyway, let's go on. Right? Because we don't have much time. Rav Hussein Arishoni Migdiras Aseichel Shehu. Rav Olva from a little piece here. He goes on to Rishoni Momagdin Seichel as being the following. This is now the Chovis Lavovas and the Rambam. Right? Listen to the Chovis. Has Koras Elokim Eso Odom Be'em Tzoi Sichli. What is Seichel? How do you define Seichel? The Elokim's Has Kara Eso Odom, sort of Kesha with the person. Through his seichel, that's what seichel is. Seichel is the haskoras elokim esodem b'emtzoy seichel. Kloimer etzem haseichel, seichel is a machshir. Pelafon is called a machshir. Seichel is a machshir hamedabek esodem el boiroi. And the Rambam writes, kizeh haseichel haneetzal aleinu me'abori yisporach. This seichel, which was we've been given from the boiroi yisporach, hu hamechaber beinenu ubeino. That's what's mekasher us between us and the boyer. Now, he says, how far are we from? Is this from our tefisa? Our musagim, or so? What do we see as dveikus? We may achest dveikus to someone who's shesigel atzmu min hagei chasidut. Got all kinds of. He goes to the mikveh every day. The sigufim, he doesn't sleep. Bichlal, you know, that's how we. Vehinei kan einin lulomdim. Here we learn, ki hamitametz leyageya machshavto. Someone who's mitametz, who makes the effort to meyageya his machshava tamid b'inyone hakora v'avoido. His machshava, not in science and maths, but in yone hakora v'avoido. Hu hadovik b'voir. From this Rambam, in this Chovis Lavovos, this is the yesod. The ma'aser of Rav Olba's marachim on this tremendously in both. For him, but the maskana is that you see that someone who's miyageya his machshava tamid b'inyone hakora v'avoida hu hadovek b'voir. So he says v'navin heitev. Let's better understanding of this. Not the hakora hanoilodes miyageya machshava hi advekus. It's not the recognition that is the function of. That you get after you meyager the machshava, that's the dveikus. In other words, because you meyager the maskona, so now you have pshat in the Gemara. Because you meyager the machshava, so now you understand that how phenomenal hashkacha pratis is, right? How extensive midas hadin is, or midas harachamim, or right? It's not the hakora hanoledes. Ele yegias hamachshava atzma. But the yegiah of the machshava itself, Adam hatafus b'machshavtoi b'inyonim shal Torah u'kedusha. Someone who's tafus, he's caught up in his machshava in inyonim of Torah and kedusha, ve'enon noten l'shum hafraot lafsik et machshavto, and doesn't allow any disturbances to mafsik his machshava. Ve'eis machshavtoi hu dovuk b'Hashem yisbarach. At the time of his machshava, he's dovuk b'Hashem. Ve'im ayinu roim Adam. That's why Iyun is learning the Iyun is so important. Ve'im ayinu roim Adam asher kol yomov. If we would see a person that kol yomov uvechol amatzavim, hu tafus b'machshavos kodesh, navin ki hu dovak b'boir. Then we can understand that person is mamish dovak b'boir. And the living dugma of that was his writes was Rabbi Yerucham. That Rabbi Yerucham said about himself in his last few days. That ki miyoyim oimdo al daitoy, from the time he was oimed al daitoy, I guess, maybe bar mitzvah, 1560, loy choshev machshov ezor, he never thought of machshov ezor.
How long got it there for the
When Rav Olba was in Mir, Rav Olba was there for 2 years and Rav Yochum was in Ifta. So the seichel itself, and it's the yitzirosoi mitzadik. Who had dibuk beinenu lebein aboy yisbarach? And the Rambam writes, "V'lo yischazek zeh hadibuk." This devek, this dibuk to Hashem is only mitchazek rak behishtamshoch aboy ba'avas Hashem v'shitiyeh kavanoscho eleo v'chulshosoi. And the weakness in this dibuk is where besumcha machshavtcho bedovazulosoi. and you place your makshava in something else, in other things. Right? So this means that if you, there could be conditions, there are conditions, right? In other words, someone who's thinking, who appreciates what Torah is, and even Gemara, right? If you think in Gemara, if you're able to develop the ability to think, that's why it's such an important thing, the Iyun Seder, because, and that Talmidim start to flourish when you see that they can sit and close the Gemara, or without looking at the Gemara, they can discuss a Rashi in a Tosfos. Right? That's a notch in this in this. Right.